All right, so get ready. We're diving deep into the world of Leo women today, and let me tell you, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, I have a feeling this will be fun.
We got this request from a listener, really wants to understand what makes Leo women, you know, tick, especially when it comes to love and intimacy. They even send us this article and get it low to the title. Leo woman in bed, passion, fire, and intensity. Someone's ready for a crash course.
Well, they certainly picked the right sign for that. Right. I mean, Leo women are known for their passion. It's just part of who they are.
So, no wallflowers here. Let's start with the basics, just in case someone's new to this whole astrology thing. Why are Leos considered so fiery?
Astrologically speaking, Leo is a fire sign, right?
Yeah.
And that means they're ruled by the sun. So just like the sun, they radiate this warmth, this energy that's impossible to ignore.
So you're saying they bring the heat. Literally.
Exactly. Mm. And this energy, it spills into every area of their lives, not just romance. But since that's what our listener is curious about.
Yeah, the article definitely doesn't hold back on those details. But before we get too spicy, I'm curious, when we talk about a Leo woman's passion, is it just like a physical thing?
That's a great question, because it's really both, you know. Mm-hmm. The article actually uses this great analogy. They compare a Leo woman's libido to a high-performance sports car, always ready for a thrilling ride.
Okay, I like where this is going.
But here's the thing, that need for excitement, it's not just about, you know, the bedroom. They bring that same passion to everything they do.
So they're not the type to just sit around waiting for things to happen, I'm guessing.
Exactly. They go after what they want, and that confidence, that's a huge part of their appeal.
I can see that. That kind of confidence can be super attractive.
For sure. It's magnetic, you know, they walk into a room and they just own it. But it's not an act. It's just who they are.
That's amazing. So we've got this incredible passion, this drive, this confidence. Where does all that energy go in a relationship?
Well, they need someone who can keep up, that's for sure. Someone who's not intimidated by their strength, who celebrates it.
So basically, don't bring a bicycle to a sports car race.
Huh. Exactly. But it's more than just keeping up. Emotional connection, that's huge for Leo women.
Okay, so it's not all about the fast lane and, you know, burning rubber.
Definitely not. As much as they love a good time, they crave that genuine connection, that sense of loyalty and trust. It's not just about the physical. It's about feeling seen, appreciated, really adored by their partner.
It's interesting you say that because the article mentions compliments and affirmations being really important to Leo women. What's that all about?
It ties back to that feeling of being appreciated. Remember, Leos are ruled by the sun, so they thrive on warmth, you know, metaphorically speaking, of course. They need that positive energy, that validation.
So are you saying compliments are like their version of sunshine?
Exactly. It's about validating their worth, making them feel like the center of their partner's world. But it has to be genuine. Leo women can spot a fake a mile away.
So no pressure.
Right. They'd rather have an honest conversation than be showered with empty flattery. It's all about authenticity.
Okay, noted. Genuine connection check. Now, tell me, what happens when things get a little heated, you know, in terms of arguments and disagreements? The article mentioned makeup sex being a big thing for Leo women. Is that accurate?
Oh, yeah. And it makes sense when you think about it. As a fire sign, they tend to, you know, approach conflict head on. And once it's resolved, they love that passionate reconciliation.
Yeah.
Makeup sex for Leo woman is about clearing the air, reaffirming that bond.
So it's more than just physical. It's about that emotional reconnection, right?
Exactly. It's like hitting the reset button, but in a, shall we say, more exciting way.
Makes sense. Now let's get into the nitty gritty of dating a Leo woman. The article mentioned Aries and Sagittarius being good matches. Why is that? What makes those pairings click?
Well, both Aries and Sagittarius are also fire signs, so you're talking about shared energy there. A similar approach to life. Aries, for example, they get that constant need for excitement, that thirst for adventure that Leo women crave.
So double the fire, double the fun.
You could say that. And then you have Sagittarius. They're all about exploration, spontaneity. It just lines up really well with the Leo's desire for, well, everything to be an adventure.
They sound like quite a handful in the best way possible, but what about signs that may be clash a little with Leo's fiery energy?
Right. Well, the article mentioned Taurus as being a potential challenge.
And why is that?
Taurus is an earth sign. Very grounded, stable, which is great. But where Leos are spontaneous and always on the go, Taurus prefers a more predictable routine. So that clash of like pacing and approach, it can create friction sometimes.
So opposites attract, but sometimes they just, what, collide?
Something like that. It's not that those relationships can't work. It's just that they require more, you know, understanding and compromise.
Right. Now, I'm not sure if we're ready to get into the specifics of what makes a Leo woman happy in the bedroom, but the article doesn't shy away.
Let's just say they're not afraid to embrace pleasure. But remember, it's always about more than just the physical. For a Leo woman, intimacy is deeply connected to feeling desired, seen as a partner.
Okay, so it's about creating an experience, not just going through the motions. It's like what we were saying before, right? How important it is for Leo women to really feel desired, not just seen as, you know, someone to be conquered. This feels connected somehow.
You're totally right. It's all about creating a space where they're comfortable, where they feel safe in embracing their desires and, you know, being celebrated for them. And that's where some of the more, how should I say, the more specific details from the article kind of come into play. Like, there's this part where it talks about how much Leo women love certain positions, you know, like seated ones or even mirror play.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely caught my eye too. And it does scream confidence, doesn't it?
Totally. But I think it's like deeper than just vanity. Remember how we were saying they need to feel in control? These positions, they kind of play into that, right?
It's because they can see what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. It lets them own the experience. It's like they're both, you know, participant A and D spectator, if that makes any sense.
It does, actually. It's almost like they're orchestrating this whole experience, making sure they feel totally in charge of, well, their own pleasure.
Exactly. And that desire for control, it's not about, you know, dominating the other person. It's more about them owning their desires and feeling, I guess, empowered by them.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so that makes sense with the whole mirror play thing. But the article also mentioned foreplay being super important for Leo women. And it didn't sound like they were talking about just a quick, like, warm-up act.
No, not at all. Think about it. Leos love drama, theatricality, all that fun stuff. So foreplay, it's about building anticipation. It's like creating this, like, slow burn that leads to a much more, you know, explosive experience.
I'm starting to see why they're associated with fire. So it's about making them feel cherished and adored every step of the way, right? It's about building that emotional and physical connection.
100%. They want to feel like the entire experience, the whole thing, is building towards something amazing, something incredible.
Okay, I'm getting it. And remember how we were saying how much they love compliments? Well, the article specifically mentions, like, whispering compliments, even a little, you know, dirty talk during foreplay. Is that still about, you know, that validation they crave?
Totally. Think about it like, it's like you're turning up the heat on those verbal affirmations we talked about earlier. Because in the middle of, well, you know, intimacy, those words become even more powerful.
It's because they're so connected to the pleasure, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's all about fueling that fire, you know, making them feel desired, completely irresistible.
Okay, I'm definitely sensing a theme here. So to make a Leo woman happy, you have to make her feel like the star of the show. Is that what we're saying?
It's a little more nuanced than that, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's not that you're putting on some big performance for them. It's more about making them feel like an equal participant. Like, you're both in on this, you know, creating something exciting and fulfilling together. And that actually ties into another thing the article talked about, the importance of adventure and role play.
Oh, so they like to switch things up.
They do. They do. Leos thrive on novelty, pushing those boundaries, you know, and role playing is perfect for that. It allows them to kind of step outside themselves for a bit, explore different fantasy scenarios, whatever they're into. And that keeps things exciting for both people, honestly.
Right. Right. It's so interesting how this all connects back to their personality, you know, like that desire for adventure. It's not just in the bedroom. It's who they are, right? Always up for trying new things, living life to the fullest.
Absolutely. And that's what makes them so, like, captivating, honestly.
Yeah.
They just have this way of making everything seem, like, more exciting and alive, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just about romantic relationships either, right? Because they bring that same energy to everything they do, don't they? Work, friendships, everything.
Exactly. And I think that's something really interesting the article brought up, you know. We always focus on, like, the romantic stuff, but understanding someone's core traits, that helps in all aspects of life.
It's like they have this presence, you know? You just can't ignore them.
Right. They light up a room. It's true. And I think that's really it, isn't it? The key to understanding a Leo woman. It's not about, like, taming their fire.
Yeah.
It's more about appreciating the warmth it brings, you know.
Okay, that is a fantastic takeaway. So for a listener who wrote in, hoping to decode these Linuses, what's the one thing you really want them to remember from all of this, from our whole deep dive?
Honestly, whether they're trying to sweep a Leo woman off her feet or just want to understand the ones in their life already, authenticity, that's key, more than anything. Be genuine, you know. Don't try to dim their shine. Celebrate it. Appreciate that fire. Because honestly, you're in for a heck of a ride if you do.
Words to live by, seriously. And on that note, I guess we'll wrap up this rather fiery deep dive. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, sometimes the most insightful journeys, they take us to the most unexpected places.